Hi, it's Kalia,
IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling, and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hello, everyone. If we haven't met yet, my name is Liv Chapman. I'm going to be leading the evening, but we're joined by so many more people, more to come on that. I'm the co-founder and CEO of IGC, and I am a former educator, and this has been something leading, you know, an open house style event for our school. It's been something that I've wanted to do for a while now. So thank you for coming to our first ever virtual open house. We have a lot of amazing women to introduce you to this evening and a lot of great information about IGC and coaching and really what the actual community feel is like. So we will jump right in. And please, first things first, introduce yourselves. Let us know who you are, where you're joining us from, you know, what brings you here, if you feel like sharing that. Whenever I'm in training, I'm always like, please, 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 like make it interactive. Feel free to, you know, pop your name info in the chat. There's a lot of people here who are considering joining our upcoming class. They may be your future business partners, your future best friends, who knows? So we have the chat that's for socializing, and we also have a Q&A box. So if you can see the Q&A box on your toolbar, if you have questions, we are going to be hosting a panel towards the end. So any questions that you have that weren't answered in the, you know, open house itself, we will make sure that our panel, which consists of trainers, students, graduates, and of course, I'm also joined with our founder, Katie DePaula. She'll be on here as well, going through some of our, you know, open house tonight and also available to answer questions. So those can all go right in the Q&A box, and we will get to as many as possible. And if you're here for the prizes, we are going to, you know, take a full-on attendance throughout the evening and also be announcing prize winners in our email to all of our attendees tomorrow. So you will be entered to win just for being here. And who doesn't like an Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card or my favorite, the IGC shop gift card? So we'll keep it moving. All right. So like I mentioned, we're joined by the team tonight. I'm Liv Chapman. We have our amazing, amazing training director, Charisma DeKyra. She's going to be taking you inside the IGC classroom. We even pulled some video from live classes, so you're going to get a real inside look there. And of course, Katie, I mentioned, and many special guests. Our intention for the evening, if you are new to coaching or new to IGC, we're very, very big on setting intentions, whether it's for a coaching call or for anything that we're putting our time or money or effort into. And so our intention with you all is to connect, to create, to have conversation, and to move into a place of commitment. So this open house is really designed for you to get connected to your purpose and your vision, From there, we want to help you create the thing you wish existed, which is, of course, one of IGC's core values, by showing you the how. So we're going to do that through student stories and conversation. And our intention is for all of our guests to leave with their highest level of commitment to changing lives that change other lives. So if you're in, stay with us. And get invested in that intention and feel free to set your own. Like I mentioned, join in on the comments, get involved in the chat. You're putting your time and energy into this. I know if you have kids, maybe you're, you know, handing off the bedtime routine to someone else. I had to hand my actual children off to someone else this evening. So I know you're putting in time and you've made this space on your schedule. So feel free to get as much out of it as you can. No questions are off limits and, you know, keep the chat popping. It's more fun that way, right? Okay, so today's agenda, we're going to cover a lot. We're going to talk about the state of the coaching industry. I'll be leading that part. It's a lot of research. We are members of the International Coach Federation, or the ICF, so we have access to tons of research on, you know, trends in the coaching industry, projections, and of course, different opportunities for certified and credentialed coaches. Charisma is going to lead you in an actual look inside the IGC classroom. She's phenomenal. We have our newest student trainer and graduate student, Kendall Daly. She's going to be discussing certification versus credentialing. So if that's one of those things where you're like, wait, there's the certificate and there's the credential, and how do I know? She's going to walk you through all of that. We also have the business of coaching, where we're going to talk about how to create a profitable coaching business. And Kalia will be joining us. She is one of our six-figure certified coaches. If you've had the chance to listen to the IGC podcast, she's also a trainer with us. And if you've done any, you know, admissions calls, there's a chance you've spoken to either Kendall or Charisma or Kalia. So she's very, very excellent at business, and she'll be guiding us through that. We're going to talk about making an investment in yourself and getting an ROI or return. And that's going to be led by Katie DePaula, our founder and also teacher of our GLOW workshop, which is our ROI workshop. And then we're going to talk about how to enroll. And of course, a very dynamic panel where you're able to truly ask anything. And I know many of you have submitted questions, which I've already kind of sorted for our panel of students and trainers and graduates. So like I said, if you have more that come up during this open house, feel free to add them in the Q&A and we'll make sure that someone answers them tonight. And if I'm going too fast, you can also tell me. I had a lot of caffeine this evening. But the first thing is the state of the coaching industry. This is really important because you got to know what you're getting yourself into, right? So how many of you know someone who is unhappy at work, in the relationship, health-wise, life-wise? Feel free to like raise your hand or just say like, yes, I know someone. So we, oh, here, there, I see all the hands going up. Amazing. You know, someone who's overwhelmed, like they have a million things they want to do or create or goals they want to achieve, and maybe they're not doing it. I think we've all been there at some point. Or someone in transition, like they know they have a decision to make at work or in their relationship. Perhaps they're considering a new job or a move or anything like that. We all can probably say that we have either been or know someone who is in one of these positions. And thank you all for raising your hands. In the ICF, so the ICF is the International Coaching Federation, right? That's the accrediting body. That's where I mentioned a lot of this research tonight is coming from. We are proud members of the International Coach Federation, and they really serve as the only worldwide accrediting body of coaching certification programs with a strong stance for core competencies or actual learning outcomes. And if you're an educator or have been, you're like, thank God, like you, there's actually an objective, right? As well as ethics. And we are a big stand for ethics in the coaching industry. And the ICF has always really had our back when it comes to that and really, you know, given us the guidance needed to make sure that we and our students and graduates are coaching ethically. So in their latest annual report, the estimated global total revenue was $2.8 billion. So that's a 21% increase since 2015. What does this matter to you? Why does this matter? Well, I'm going to tell you. The world needs you and the world needs more coaches. So the number of people looking for coaching is just rising every day. I remember when I started coaching in 2013, I was living in Washington, DC. Many of you might know this story. I was an educator before starting my coaching business. And I remember walking into networking events or, you know, the bar or something and people asking, what do you do? And I would say, I'm a life coach. And most people be like, what? And now I go to a PTA meeting and there's women talking about, you know, what they talked about with their life coach, right? And it's just becoming so much more common because people need help, right? We're in the age of information and technology and people are able to really get these resources and tools. And the biggest gap is that there's 7.8 billion people in the world and only 100,000 certified and credentialed coaches. You do the math. So coaching is proven effective, right? It's not just some, you know, thing that people say they do, although some people do, but coaching truly, when done effectively, increases confidence, improves relationships, communication, and creates a higher level of self-awareness. And honestly, if you're thinking about becoming a coach, or maybe you are, feel free to take your camera out and like screenshot this, because you can use any of this research when you're talking to people about why they should hire you, or when you're building your website or anything like that. Feel free to take all of this research. It's directly from the International Coach Federation. And it helps, you know, truly solidify the impact of coaching. And 87% of people prefer to hire a credentialed coach, right? Just like we would like to have an accountant who's certified, and teachers need to be certified, and doctors need to be licensed, right? And physicians need to be licensed. People who are, you know, going to invest a decent amount of money, because it's the other good thing, coaching, you know, has a price tag on it. People want someone who's credentialed. So 87% of consumers are looking for that certification and that credential. They want to know that you know your stuff and that you can actually help them change. So I'm not going to read through all of these, but you can take a look here at average annual salaries in top performing coaching niches. A lot of people are like, I want to become a coach, but what kind of coach am I, right? Am I a life coach, a health coach, and so forth? And you can choose, you know, what specialty you have. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute, but this just gives you a good idea of, you know, the possibility inside of your coaching credential. And, you know, when I was looking at these numbers as a school teacher, these are some, you know, at that point, pretty big salary increases. So if you want to have a salary increase and create it yourself, feel free to raise your hand and let me know. I think that sounds exciting. I know we all have a lot that we want to do in life. And, you know, in my opinion, a career with no income cap, that's the right one for me. So this is a general look at different top performing niches, like I mentioned, and looking at the state of the coaching industry. Many people kind of go back and forth, like, what should I call myself? And, you know, how should I market myself? And we'll teach all of that in training. But I thought this gave you a general idea of like what's really selling, if you will, in the coaching marketplace. So if you already know, you know, which specialty area that you want to coach around, feel free to drop that in the chat. There may be someone else here in that area. You all could potentially, you know, collaborate together. I think IGC is big on that. We've had a lot of great collaborations and people launching courses and programs and, you know, doing marketing for each other. So feel free to shout it out in the chat if you already know what area you want to specialize in. I myself, I see someone posted career and life. That's how I started career coaching and executive coaching. And I'm about to go on a tangent, but I want to get to the next slide. So how do you choose? What we really teach in IGC is that you coach to a need versus a niche. So in our curriculum, we make sure that you're prepared to coach anyone around anything. And you may think, well, I don't want to coach everyone around anything. Sure. But let me tell you, I was doing a lot of high-level career coaching with, you know, high-level executives. And I'm thinking we're going to be talking about, you know, efficiency and accountability and, you know, a lot of these really, you know, rigorous subjects, right? About moving up the career ladder. And you want to know what we were talking about in a lot of our sessions? Relationships with partners, how to manage the kids, how to build self-confidence, how to, you know, use your voice better, how to, you know, control emotions at the office. And it wasn't all, you know, based on the actual niche area that I was, you know, marketing myself as. And so you do want to be prepared to dance in the moment, as the ICF says, and be prepared to take on any coaching request, right? Even if you're marketing health coaching, someone might come to you with a career-related coaching request inside of your call. Choosing a niche, it helps you market more effectively. And those, you know, niches that I showed on the previous slide are the, you know, top Google searched ones, the top paid ones. So you can, you know, call yourself one of those, but you will be equipped to coach around anything. And then I hope you like this Venn diagram that we've created here, but we often teach people, if you do want to really niche down, you don't have to. General life coaching is great. We have a lot of amazing graduates who call themselves life coaches, right? Nothing too fancy or different. But, you know, you want to look at your education, your interests, your professional experiences, and then, of course, the problem people are willing to pay to solve, right? So that's really what you want to be looking at. What are people investing in to get their problem solved? Because at the end of the day, it's a business, right? And businesses solve problems. And we want to figure out what problem it is that someone would need solved and that you would be the solution, or working with you would be the solution. And if you have any questions, I know we're going pretty quickly, but if you have any questions about finding your niche or different areas of the coaching industry, please feel free to leave them in the Q&A. But I'm hoping that this segment really shows you that, you know, there's space for you. And there's space for your purpose and your vision. I know many of you posted in the chat what you're interested in, and there's a lot of people looking for coaches in all of these areas. All right. Again, keep the questions coming and the conversation. I want to turn it over to our next segment of the evening with Charisma. If you want to come on camera, Charisma. Hi. I'm going to turn it over to you. Are you on mute?
No, I'm not on mute anymore, but I'm hoping I can like slide through. I don't know.
I'm going to have to control the slides for you.
Okay.
Discover this. But you just, you know, I'll follow your flow. And you can take us inside the classroom.
All right.
I'll hold the camera and just listen for your cues.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I am Charisma, Charisma DeKyra. I would love to introduce myself, but we have a video that kind of introduces me, so I don't want to repeat some of the same things that's already going to be shared. But my favorite part of IGC is inside the classroom. Reasons why, well, one of my favorite parts, I should say, is simply because, you know, we do learn inside the classroom, but this is also a very community space. The energy that each student brings into the space is absolutely amazing and just beautiful. And the one thing that we do is we always start each class on a super high note, which is really helping each person who comes into our program to really celebrate every win. We want people to know that everything that you do in the direction of your desires is a win, big or small. So we're going to take a moment to kind of go over some of our student wins so you guys can see in real time just how people are truly growing. The one thing that I say about IGC is that once you enter into this space, you will never leave the same. And that's almost a promise, like pretty much a promise. Go ahead, Liv.
Anybody have any wins this week? Any celebrations, big or small?
I'm excited because I've had a client, she has a 12-week package with me. She's just like, just now made this turning point. Like all the work we've done, it's like things are clicking with her. And oh my gosh, as a coach, it just feels so exciting to like literally see it. So.
I had my first reel.
Yay!
Totally out of my comfort zone, but I did it.
I have another client, and so the consult went great. I feel like really excited that I'm attracting my ideal clients lately. So I think that would be my win. I'm going on another trip soon, so I'm excited.
That's exciting.
And I started a 7-day gratitude challenge. I've been posting every day this week, so that's a big deal.
So I had my first partner coaching call yesterday with Alexis, and I felt like we really connected, and I made some improvement on where I stand with my business, and she was extremely helpful.
I launched my group coaching program into the world yesterday. It's been a labor of love. And how I celebrated that was I really did an amazing candlelit bubble bath. That's how I did that.
How wonderful to give back to yourself. I'm so excited and proud of you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yes, I got to be coached today for the first time. Ooh. And I think the coolest thing about it was like, it didn't stress me out, which is a great sign, right? Like,
So I had a big win this week, actually a couple of them. I'm still winning. I did start a Facebook group. I have got 3 constellation calls this week. I still got my LLC done for my business. The universe is working for me.
From our students, you can kind of see the momentum and how when every person comes to class and they share what they're doing, it just kind of pushes everyone to just keep on going. We encourage one another, and that's one of the most beautiful parts about the program. So for our curriculum, the biggest question that we get is, how time consuming is the program? And I'll be honest, it's nothing like going to like a grad program or undergrad program at all. So here's a great, you know, diagram of how classes go, but I just want to break this down for you a little bit more. So classes are generally 1 hour and 45 minutes. That's where we spend majority of our time. We have, you'll serve as coach for 1 hour during your partner coaching, and you'll be a client for 1 hour. You'll also make time to go over your lesson assessments, which is around 30 to 45 minutes. And then you'll tend to, if you have mentor coaching, then you'll meet with your mentor coach. But roughly, I would say that it's no more than about 4.5 hours within a week. And just to give you a little background, when I first started this program in 2019, I was a new mom. I worked a full-time job, and it was no stress to me at all to dive into the program, to do the mentor coaching, to do the peer coaching with my partner coach, and to also really start to build out parts of my business, because we cover a lot of stuff in class, but we also give a lot of additional resources to really dive deeper into things. So we get deep in class, but this is like ground roots into the curriculum. And I had enough time to do all of this while being a brand new mom. So while I kind of went over that part, I want to talk about, we're going to take a look into what actually happens in the classroom. So you're going to get an overview, a little bit of who I am. You're also going to get just some information about how we break down each class, and you'll get a feel for how things kind of go. My name is Charisma. I am an IGC graduate. I graduated from IGC in 2020. I started in 2019. And I became a student trainer, and I trained with IGC. And then from a student trainer, I became a mentor trainer. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go on. And then I stepped into the director of coach training role. And prior to me becoming a coach, I went to school for social work. And so I got my degree, my master's in social work from the University of Michigan. Coaching was something that really was in my heart. I knew I wanted to help people, but the therapy route was not the way for me. And when coaching was brought into my world, I read about IGC on the website, and when I tell you all, it was something that I just could not shake. I loved what I read. I was just like, this is the best place I've ever been. So I just could not stay away. As you can see, I've been growing with the company, and I plan to stay as long as possible. So and I just want to give you a breakdown of how we go through classes. So we open each class with a check-in or a win. If something great is happening in your life, if you just had a good day, we want to know. We want to know what is going good in your life, and we want to know that we want to be able to celebrate you with the good stuff that is happening. We'll collect all of your training requests. What do you have questions about? What do you want to know more about? We'll collect those at the beginning of class. We'll move into the content of what is going to be covered. Then we're going to go into role play, Role play for semester one looks like us giving you a scenario. The scenario is always going to be based on the lesson that we are covering for that week. And so at some point in class, you're going to be a coach, you're going to be a client, and you're going to coach in real time. You're going to get real time feedback from your class and from myself and from Kendall. And this just really helps you continue to fine tune your coaching ability. And then we offer you your feedback. We sing your praises because everybody really does good in role play. And then we do our closing, we have our comments, we prepare you for what you have to do next. And then that is the end of class. Thing before each class, you want to read through the lesson. You are given the lesson a week prior to the class. You have that week. You want to read through the lesson. You want to write down any questions that you have in the lesson. Something that didn't make sense to you, something you want to learn more about. Maybe you learned something, you're like, well, this is great to learn, but how do I implement this into my coaching practice? How do I go about doing this with my client? You want to write those things down and you want to bring them to class, because what one thing that we do in class is we want to teach what you need to know. You do get life access to these materials. Yes, 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 yes. So just as the structure kind of laid out, you get weekly assessment or weekly lessons, and those are sent to you every week prior to that lesson coming up. Lifetime access. So what happens when you sign up with IGC, you get access to a portal, and in that portal has all of your lessons. And once you're done with class, you'll also still have that portal. So any updates we have, you'll get those updates. So when you want to go back and brush up on a skill, you'll have that. Our live classes. So we do class via Zoom. Classes are 1 hour and 45 minutes. And in order to be here for 80% of the class means that within our 6 month time, you can only miss 4 classes. Most of our students like to split that up, but a lot of them actually come to every class. Some of them come to even more than every class, like multiple classes. And so what happens is, we do have, you are assigned to a class, but we have 3 classes. So say that we have a Wednesday class, let me go back. So we have a Wednesday class at 8 p.m. We have a Thursday class at 12. And then sometimes we'll do a Saturday class depending on how big our cohort is. So you'll have the option of being able to say, okay, I wanna take the Wednesday evening class. But if you can't make that class, you can also join any of the other classes at any time that you want, because we want to make sure that you have options. And that, say that you just one of those people who just love to learn more, you can also join multiple classes. When I was a student, I would do that sometimes. And then we have our coaching practicum, and that comes where you have like the partner coaching experience. So what we're teaching in class, you actually get to implement that into your partner coaching time in real time. So you get to practice everything. And we encourage you to do that inside the classroom and out. Role play is the time that you get to do it inside the classroom. And then your partner coaching is outside the classroom. If you are also partnered with like a mentor coach, then that is your time to really be able to get experience from a more trained or seasoned coach. And these really, 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 really help with your ability, one, just to feel more confident in your ability as a coach, but two, to really practice those skills so that you kind of, I'm not going to say mess up, but to really practice those skills so that you can get those little jitters out and be able to really practice those live questions and asking the right, you know, the right question and feeling into your intuition. And all of these things are things that we talk about in class, but you'll really be able to put that forward when you meet with your partner coach. And so I know that I talked about, you know, partner coaching a little bit, and then the mentor coaching part. And that's a whole nother aspect of our program, which is going to go, Kendall's going to go a little bit more into what that may look like if you are able to partner with, or if you are signed on to a mentor.
On there. So Kendall is with us. She is one of our trainers.
Oh, yeah. Video. Hey.
Okay, great.
Hi, everyone.
A little extra intro. That's all. Awesome. I will mute myself and turn it over to you.
I hope everyone is enjoying themselves. Welcome. So I'll talk to you a little bit about certification and credentialing. This is very near and dear to my heart. And it's also personal. You need to decide what is best for you. I'll explain the differences. But my most favorite thing about InnerGlow Circle is that you have the option. And I came to Inner Glow Circle because I was searching out mentor coaching and I needed to build my program, and then took the program with them anyway, because I got everything I needed. So the IGC path versus the ICF path, which path to choose? The IGC path is the certification path. You get 62 hours of a fully accredited ICF program. You'll graduate the program with the ICF logo on your IGC certificate, and you can go out into the world and be coaching. You can start coaching in the process of training, and you will be a certified coach. The ICF path, the credential path, is everything in the IGC path. It's the highest distinction of coaching. And as Liv said earlier tonight, 85% of people want to hire a credentialed coach. You also receive 10 mentor coaching hours. You get one-on-one time with your mentor coach. Your coach works through preparing you for the ICF credential path. There's an ICF credentialing workshop. They help review and give you feedback on two calls that one needs to be submitted to the ICF for credentialing. And they support you along the way with all of your credentialing needs. So what's really the difference? Imagine, if you will, you go to law school and you get your degree. That's your IGC certification. If you sit for the bar, that's your ICF credential. Similar to becoming a teacher and getting your degree versus going to the next level and getting your master's. Like I said, it's personal and you have to choose what's right for you. But here's one more fun thing. You can choose or to add it on later. So if you're not quite sure right now what path is for you, it's okay. You have the option to add it on in the middle of coach training, at the end of coach training, whenever it works for you. And that's what I love about our community. There's options. But we have and offer you everything within our community.
Thank you. So if you have any questions too about the ICF path versus the credentialing path, I know that we get questions about this all of the time. And if you have specific questions, I see a lot of your questions coming in. So we're going to get to those on the panel and be able to go into a little bit more detail there, but you do have options and that's the best part. All right. And we're going to move into coaching business models. And Kalia, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi, we can. Can you come on video?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. So if you want to just introduce yourself and then I will control the slides for you. So as you need them moved, just let me know or I will get the hint.
Okay, perfect. So my name is Kalia. I am one of the lead trainers here at IGC. I'm also on the admissions team. So hopefully I've talked to some of you all before. And I'm going to be going over some of the coaching business models that you can implement while you are building out your coaching practice. So in Inner Glow Circle, we teach you lots of different business modalities, and we give you tools, resources, and training so that you can feel really confident. And for me, it was actually getting paid right away, but I know everybody has their own goals, but so that you can feel good. And while you're actually learning how to become a life coach, you can also be expanding your mind and your business savvy. And so I'm kind of jealous of your bonus materials because one of them is the Women's Circle Leader Training. And I actually found IGC because I bought that as an a la carte course at the time. And it is an amazing course. And it actually is the course that had me launch my first group women's circle. And I started doing those recurringly like every month. And so And I guess the rest is history, because after that, I decided to sign up for coach training. So good resources there. Then you also get the new coach necessities. So many things in order for you to feel just confident building out your business right away as a newbie coach. The weekly lessons, we obviously, you're going to learn all about the ICF and the core competencies and how to become a coach. But I love that every lesson, it also factors in something that is related to actually building out your business so that you can actually implement those steps as you are, you know, continuing to change, you know, your life, really, but continuing to learn how to just have powerful conversations and continuing to just build your skills as a coach. We talk about, you know, your messaging and your designing, your coaching packages and how you actually market yourself as a coach, the lead generation and the sales and what it takes to be successful in this industry. So I love that, because not all coach training programs are going to offer you that much value you know, I'm sure you all do your due diligence like I did in researching lots of coach training programs. And a lot of them just offer kind of the core foundations, and they don't give you so much of the business savvy. So then you're going to also get a lifetime access to the circle, which is probably one of my favorite aspects, because I've been in other communities where after you have finished the program and you graduate, you're just, that's it. You don't hear from them again. They don't ask you how things are going. They don't ask you if you're making money. It's like they took your time, they took your testimonial, and they sent you on your way. And we don't do that. You have lifetime access to the circle, which is a community where we show up every week on open coaching calls. You get fully access to all of the coaches, and you get to come and, you know, strategize in your business or talk about personal things, really, you know, collaborate with other people in the community. It's just, it's a lifetime support that's always going to be there while you're building out your business. And I know for me as a solopreneur, it was really starting to get lonely. And so I needed, even more than I thought I did, the accountability of the community. So love that. So this slide is going to go into profitable coaching offers. There's so many offers that we can have as coaches. We can be so creative. I mean, honestly, whatever you think of that is going to serve your clients, you can literally create it. So one-to-one coaching, I usually suggest my personal opinion for most new coaches to start with one-to-one coaching, because it's going to really help build your confidence as a coach. The more people you work with, the more one-on-one scenarios, the more one-to-one breakthroughs and transformations you start to see, the more you're going to feel just really, you know, confident and maybe leading bigger groups or speaking in front of a wider audience. So then you have your group coaching, which is another component to making money. And I like group coaching a lot because you can leverage more of your time. You can serve more people. You can make a bigger impact. And I like it a lot because in group coaching, it's almost like a peer coaching model in a sense, because the clients in the program are also learning from one another. And then of course there's workshops. I know some coaches who solely run their practice based off of running workshops. It's very lucrative. I don't run my own workshops, but I have actually been asked to collaborate with other entrepreneurs in the space to like be featured on their platforms for workshops. So it's avenues in that either way in your own coaching business, and you'll find that you're going to end up making some of your best friends in this community and collaborating with them in their businesses as well. Then we have public speaking. There's always an avenue for income in public speaking. People want to hear about this. The industry is just, to me, becoming more and more trendy, and, you know, coaches are going to start getting hired for all kinds of events. So if that's something on your radar, you definitely, there's an avenue in there. Retreats and events. I haven't hosted any retreats, but it's something on my vision board, and I love going to retreats. And don't think that these are standalone ideas. I have seen coaches do hybrid offers where you're literally getting a group coaching, you're getting the one-to-one with the coach, and they're offering a retreat all in one. So you can mix and match these however it feels aligned to you. And then of course, digital courses. We always, not we always, but at some point I wanted to gain some more of my time back. So I wanted to do like more pre-recorded videos and evergreen stuff. And so digital courses are really good for that because people can buy into things that are already, you know, pre-recorded and have served its purpose. And you can just repurpose that over and over again and make consistent income on the back end. So yeah, those are some ways that you can have offers in this business. And I want to talk to you all a little bit now about what that can actually look like in your business. So example one of some simple coaching business models. So here we have, you have eight one-to-one clients and you're charging $150 per session, which is the standard ICF rate that you'll be charging. So that's five weekly sessions, and then you're doing three bi-weekly sessions, and that's a total monthly income of $3,900. So an example two, let's say you start to incorporate a little small group in there. So you have your six one-to-one clients at $150 a session, and then you're running six small group clients at $400 each. And you're actually leveraging a little bit more time because of the group. You're only having to show up maybe once. And so you're getting a monthly income of $5,400 from that. Then example three here. So you are now have some courses on the back end. So let's say you're running a digital course. So you have six weekly one-to-one clients at $800 a month. And then you also have 10 course sales this month of $300 a course. So that's a monthly income of $7,800. And then here in example four, you now are so good that you're adding workshops and your group coaching. So you have your eight weekly one-to-one clients at $800 a month. You have 10 course sales for the month that are just kind of running themselves on autopilot at $200 a course. You're going to be hosting a workshop that's going to be 15 workshop tickets this month at $25 each. And then you now have eight group coaching clients at $400 each. So you are now up to $11,975 a month in your business. So that's a little overview of how you can just expand your mind of the endless possibilities that the coaching industry can bring and can provide. And I believe that Katie is going to talk a little bit now about the return on investment.
And guys, we see those questions building up in the Q&A. Keep them coming. We're going to hit all of them. And they're really great questions. Not that any question is not a great question. Every question is a great question. Please ask them. I'm always the person that like thinks that a question is something I should know or that they already said or whatnot. So please, please ask. This is your best opportunity to get them all answered. Oh, I saw another question come in. Keep them coming. So we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, which is getting a return on your investment. And I'd like to say that this was a big part of how we set IGC up from the beginning because of my personal experience. And I know Liv had a similar experience that when I went through a different coach training program in 2013, because IGC didn't exist, I noticed that very, very few of my colleagues in class were getting hired by clients. And some of it was because they were really nervous to put themselves out there. Some of them felt like they didn't know what to do. Some of them were just like waiting and waiting and waiting and felt like they couldn't get clients till the end because they had some story in their head around that. And I had a lot more clients than my colleagues. And there wasn't really any reason why, except for, I think I had a little bit of business. I grew up in a family business. I had a sales background a little bit, and I had some marketing background. And I also had made myself a really important promise. And I think this was actually the thing that set me apart from some of my colleagues. It was that I told myself that even though I had a full-time job and was getting a salary when I went through coach training, even though I had a second job, I had my first side business, I was going to pay back my coach training through coaching clients. I wasn't going to, I mean, sure, I had to for like the first payment or two, but I wasn't going to fund it through my day job. I wasn't going to fund it through my side business. I was going to fund it through coaching. And that was a promise that I made to myself to get a return on my investment. I didn't know if I wanted to be a coach. I didn't know if I was going to be any good at it, which probably sounds funny now that, you know, I have a coach training company, but I really didn't. I truly didn't know. And it felt like a shot in the dark to me. It felt like something that was completely uncharted territory. Everyone in my family grows up and works in the family business. So this was like really out of the box for me. And I was also in my early 20s and I felt like, you know, can I be a life coach if I haven't even lived that long? Can I coach people that are older than me? What would that be like? Because I didn't know what coaching was and what coaching wasn't. And I thought it was about giving people advice back then. As you'll all learn, it's not. So we set the company up like this, that in the beginning of coach training, we sit down with our students and we help you figure out what your desired ROI is. So basically what I did with myself, we have a much more organized process, but what I did with myself, we do with all of you. And it really, really works. So whereas like I was one of a few students, I remember calculating and it was like 20% of the students in the class that I graduated from had paying clients. And that was in a 12-month program, okay? In our 6-month program, 90% of our students have paying clients while in training. And we don't have to focus hugely on that 10%, but you know, some people, they're just doing this to fuel their career at work, right? They want to do a project at work that requires continuing education as a coach or something of that nature. But across the board, our students that want to have clients get clients. And the reason why is because we've set up this process where if you follow directions, like, and not even all the directions, but if like you generally follow the directions that we give you and take on the challenges, you're going to have to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. But that's where your trainer and your partner coach and, you know, the people in your class and hopefully your mentor coach are so important. People say in IGC, they're over supported. Like I hear that term all the time, which I feel like is not a thing that women often say, that they feel over supported in any area of their lives, but we're determined to change that in IGC. Everyone on the IGC team, tell me if that's right. You can say it in the chat box. Okay, so here's the belief that you have to play with. And if your answer is no, that's okay. That doesn't mean this isn't for you. It's just a matter of looking at what your beliefs are and then deciding, you know what? I don't want that belief anymore. So here's the question. Do you believe you can get at least one client? Do you believe that you can get at least one client? That is the belief that you need to get started with this. And there's a couple of reasons, but the main, like, very clear one is that the way that we set up our payment plans for our students, some people, of course, choose to pay in full or, you know, with a larger down payment and then have smaller monthly payments. But the way that we set up our extended payment plan is that if you have at least one client, you'll be making money throughout the course. We don't want this to be something where you graduate and you say, oh, I spent this much, I invested this much, I spent all this time, and I don't have anything to show for it. No. I hope you saw when we played those live examples from class that we want to set you up to win. Like, we truly do. We don't feel like we're winning unless you're winning. And I hope you really understand how real that is for us. So a couple elements here. The Glow Plan ROI workshop. ROI is return on investment. So that workshop is open to all students. Usually I lead it and it's in the first few weeks of training. So right from the get-go, we want you making your glow plan. What return do you want to get on your investment? The cool part is every tool we use with you, everything we teach you, you can take and right away start using with your clients. So like, you know, I remember when I was in coach training, what I would do is I would go to class, we would get new exercises, we would learn new things, and that week I would apply it to my clients, right? And that's also why we want to push you to get clients. Even if you're not sure you want to do this as a career, we want you to have a few clients while you're in the program. And that might be, you know, so everyone has their partner coach, so that's a client. And then, you know, you might take one or two pro bono. And then we want you to have at least one paid client. And many of our students have many more than that, right? So they'll have five, six, et cetera, paying clients during the program. And some of them have group programs. So they might be working with 20 people at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. We'll get there. So accountability. The program is live. That's incredibly rare these days, especially in the coaching industry. We really pride ourselves on that. We have weekly training calls, weekly partner coaching, which everyone loves and gives you really opportunity to work out like the kinks of, you know, and be daring and take risks with your clients. Like the way to get results is to take risks. But when you're a new coach, sometimes that feels scary. So when you can do it with your partner coach, who's also in coach training with you, it gives you this space to play and stretch the boundaries a little bit more. Love that. And then the option to add on one-on-one mentor coaching, which the majority of our students do, not everyone. So like it was said before, if that's something you want to add later, you can totally do that. But we do recommend that you do mentor coaching so that you have everything you need at the end to apply for your ICF accreditation. And so that you also are getting a deeper experience throughout, but again, can do it either way. And then you have community access. So we have something called the Circle. You get membership to it actually immediately. So like if you registered tonight, you would get access. If you register in a couple of days, you would get access right away, right? So you get access right away to all of your bonuses and you get access to the community, the Circle. In the Circle, you have an opportunity to learn, to network and connect with people, to attend weekly calls, and you have the opportunity to show up as a leader. So we've had students, not everybody does this, so this isn't something you have to do, but we've had students come in and lead free events in the Circle because they're like, this is a space with all IGC people. I want to try something out. Can I do it here? Right. And so it's a really great sort of incubator and place to experiment and also experience, right? Because you see what other people are doing. Graduates stay involved, our trainers are involved, and it's a great place that's sort of behind the curtain where you can talk real about what's going on in everyone's business and get tips and ask anything. Okay, making the investment. So let's talk about this. How do people make this work, right? It's an investment. It's an investment of time. It's an investment of energy. It's an investment financially, right? So I talked about this before, but one thing that we really pride ourselves on that most programs do not do is that we have very extended payment plans, which means that you don't have to pay in full. You don't even have to pay over the 6 months. We have many options for in-house payment plans that start as low as $500 a month. So it might be an 18-month program. It might be something else, right? That's something that you can discuss when you speak with an admissions advisor, or if you sign up and you make your first payment and then, you know, you say, okay, but I'd like to have a different payment plan. We can work with you on that. We're very open to making sure that this works for you. We don't want our students to be overly stretched or stressed because we want you to be focused on your business. Scholarships. So we are one of the only coach training companies that offer scholarships. We offer scholarship opportunities for women of color, moms, and active duty military service members and veterans. Those are areas that it's really important to us to do that. And then financing. So we have a financing partner in addition to our in-house payment plans. We have a longer term financing partner with lower monthly payments. So if you need, you know, 2 years to pay for this or 3 years, like that's something that you can potentially figure out with them, and we can help make that introduction for you. And we have a relationship with them to figure that out. So we don't want you to take yourself out of the game if this is something that you want. We're really committed to figuring out a way to help our students make this happen. And I'll say this too, and it's happened a couple times in the past week even, but very often our students write to us asking to pay their payment plans off early. And the reason for that is because they're getting more clients and making more money from their coaching business than they planned. And I always tell people that I'm like, if you want to start with the extended payment plan, and then, you know, you're killing it in your coaching business, which often happens, then you can come to us and say, hey, you know, would it be possible to pay the balance off early? And that's something that people often do because, you know, they want to get it off their plate. Thank you, Olivia, behind the scenes. Okay, so enrollment is open. We've made a decision internally a few days ago to extend early enrollment pricing just for our guests tonight. So early enrollment pricing is something that we do to honor people who are really invested in this, who really want to do this, and who know that this is for them. So early enrollment is still happening. However, it's not happening for that long. So it will be ending this Friday. Sorry, I'm just checking my notes because I want to make sure I say this part correctly. It will be ending this Friday at midnight. And when you go to innerglowcircle.com/enroll, you will see that. There'll be a little ticker telling you that. So if you've had a call with someone on our team, we really encourage you to just enroll now, okay? If you need to have a conversation, if you want to go a little bit deeper, we're still going to answer all the questions and all that. But if after this you decide you want to talk a little bit more, then we encourage you to book a call and have a conversation with one of our admissions advisors. Two of them are here with us tonight, Kendall and Kalia. Oh, and you can also talk to Charisma. She's our training director. And then let's say you just stumbled upon this, right? If you're brand new to this and you're like, I love this, but I'm a little nervous. We do have something that, you know, we've had for years and it's very rarely used, but we have something called a satisfaction guarantee. So once you start class, I just want everyone to know this. Once you start class, you have 14 days to make sure you're 100% in, okay? And the reason that we do that is because in the beginning of class, everyone's getting settled, right? This is a big investment of your time. A lot of times people are nervous. We want you to just sign up. We want you to just start. We want you to just do it. We want you to get in the classroom. We want you to get the bonus materials. We want you to get in the circle. We want you to start meeting your other the other students in class. And we want you to just start. We want you to get started. And we don't want you to, you know, be sitting there saying, oh, maybe I'll do it next time, or maybe I'll do it next year. Or what we've seen is that people really need to jump in, and that starting a coaching program is scary for most people. I know I was terrified, but it's the best thing I've ever done for myself. It's the best choice I ever made. And it's paved this whole pathway for me. So we want to make sure everyone's 100% in, and we want to make sure everyone's 100% satisfied. I'm terrified. Okay. I see the comments. Yes. Air your fears. We can handle it. And the other thing is that once you're in, like, we need your butt in your seat, and we need you so focused because your experience impacts other students, right? So our classrooms are not giant. We max out at 15. Often we keep them around 12, 10 to 12. Okay. We want a really high touch experience for every student. And the problem, you know, could be you get matched with someone and then they leave, right? So we don't want that happening. We want everyone to be really, really serious, very committed, and to know that they're here, they're doing it, and they're making it happen. So we really want to create that environment. And then another thing for being on this live tonight, We have an additional, so this is in addition to early enrollment, we have an additional $100 off your first payment. So if you're nervous and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't even have $500 in my bank account, here's your discount code. So I think this is a great way to get started and take hopefully some of the edge around the fear off. I know that I was terrified, but you're in really great hands. Like I said, you're over-supported in IGC, and we can't wait to work with you.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
So we're going to do the fun part. Thank you, Katie, for leading that. And I know there's many questions coming in, and I see the chat kind of talking about how we have a little bit of fear, and that's okay. Don't we all? But we're going to move into the Ask Me Anything. So let's all attempt to come on camera, panelists. So if you're here to join the Q&A panel, let's see who can actually, you know, make it on video. I can't, so try. Great. Okay. So I see a ton of questions. If you still have questions that are coming up, feel free to pop them in the chat. We have a few that were also submitted. You'll see some new faces on here. Thank you to all of our, you know, students and graduates and trainers who have offered to, you know, share some of their responses to these questions that we've gotten. I think it's super important. Is that good? Now we can see everyone. Okay. To not just hear from, you know, Katie and myself, of course, but to really be able to hear from your trainers and people who have gone through IGC. So we're going to get started and see what we can get through. So Mary Addison, I'm going to start with you. This one is a question that a lot of people have asked us, but how do you manage your business with kids at home?
I lock them in the room. No, I'm just kidding. Well, luckily my kids are in school, but in the times when they're home, really it's explaining to them, and they're 10, so like they can understand these things, that what mommy is doing is trying to better and create a better life for herself, and showing them what it looks like to choose yourself, and that they need to respect that because I'm their mom and I deserve that. And it's sometimes, you know, that mom guilt gets in the background of like, oh, I'm not spending time with them. But, you know, if I don't have, you know, something that's fueling my passion just for me, that I have nothing to give my kids. So that's just like really explaining to them, like, whatever I have to do to figure it out, to make time for me and coach training and my business is critical to their well-being, because I have to lead by example.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mary Addison, for sharing that. And Mary Addison is graduating like in a couple weeks from coach training. So she's just finishing the process. So you can also reach her directly in the chat too, if you have another question or you want to speak with her. But thank you so much for being here and giving us a, you know, a real answer about what it's like. And, you know, I manage it too. So it's a challenge. I know there's many moms here who are balancing both and finding that it's much more rewarding. I often remind myself that it's quality time with my children, right, over quantity, and me being fulfilled, like you said, is really important for, you know, to be able to put that quality time in and also show them the example, right, of what it looks like to live your own purpose. So awesome. I know we, Charisma, talked a bit about partner coaching, but one of the questions that we often get is also like, what's it really like? How scary is it? And I would love Denise, who I actually trained a couple of years ago now, you graduated in 2019, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I would love for if you would share the answer to this question, but how scary is the partner coaching aspect?
Well, I think when you first read about it, for someone who's actually shy, like I was like, oh no, and this is going to be recorded and I'm going to be so embarrassed and all these things. But actually when you realize that this is your opportunity to apply what you learn in class in a safe way with somebody else who's in the same boat, who's also going to be coaching somebody else. So rather than being scared and focusing on the recorded part, like just focusing on how can you improve your skills? How can you learn? And also you can always ask for feedback from your partner coach as well, and possibly a testimonial once you graduate. So you'll already have a testimonial. I think it's scary at first, but you really forget about actually that you're recording, because you're going to be so focused on your coaching skills that kind of drifts away.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that too. It's that like coaching presence piece, right? Because you're trained to truly be present for the client. So you really do kind of forget you're being observed at some point. But I would say we've also implemented too, and I don't know, Charisma, if you want to speak on this for a second, but the actual review week now. So everyone really knows when, you know, the observation, we actually have a coaching observation week now. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that.
I can talk about it. So what's kind of like when we're in class, we do a role play and you get real life feedback in real time. And so what we've incorporated this year is a review week. And so everyone is doing a live eval. So what happens is you have your partner coach and you guys are on the call together, and then you'll get someone like myself, Kalia, or Kendall, who will come on and be able to listen in on your call and be able to give you real life feedback on, you know, where you could have dug deeper, where you may have been able to use your intuition, where you could have asked a different question, just so that you can kind of be able to come back, take our feedback, and then go into your partner coaching in the future with the, you know, feedback that we've given you to make those corrections. But a lot of times people do great in that, you know, people are surprised themselves. So it's not just a time to give you feedback on what you could do well or what you do better, but it's also time to actually help you boost your confidence, because some people, we're our worst critics, right? And so people are not always thinking that they're doing that good. And when we get on a call, we're like blown away as trainers, like you're doing amazing. And so that also just lets people know where they are at in the process of just having that one-on-one partner time or coaching time.
Awesome, thank you. So I have a few more that are submitted, but I know we're a little bit over. So I want to make sure I get to the people who answer or who ask questions live too. So we have one question. Do you see a common need that most clients are asking for help in currently? And this came through when we were talking about the niche areas. Is there a panelist who would like to answer that? Katie?
I think that what we really see is that coaching conversations weave so much. And that's why, you know, we get a lot of students who, not a lot, but often we get students who have been through other coach training programs. We get people who are trained as social workers, like Charisma, you know, and the reason why they come to coach training is because they need help weaving through different conversations. So an example is someone, you know, who has a coaching certification in health and nutrition, but they don't know what to do when the client talks about their relationships, or they freeze up when they start to talk about their career, because, you know, what we believe is that what's happening in one area of your life is often reflective of what's going on in other areas. And so we have to be able to ask clients about that broad stroke of what's going on here and what's going on. And you'll learn that. You'll learn, you know, how to transition if someone's talking about their career to ask about, you know, other relationships with their parents or relationships with authority or et cetera, et cetera. So I think that my answer is that most people need help in most areas of their lives. And, you know, you may pick a specific niche, but it's so important to us that you can talk to them about anything that they need support around.
Love that answer. And if I can add one thing, and I think it's kind of resonating what Katie's saying, it's like, usually it's like, you know, confidence in decision making and, you know, choosing themselves and what they want. And I do see like coaching is often like we as coaches don't tell our clients what to do, but we hold them accountable to what they say they want to do. And oftentimes the block in even declaring that is, you know, not feeling super confident in it or not having, you know, other people in their lives who say like, yes, that's a great idea. Let me work with you to make it possible, right? Like often we have these big ideas, you know, things that we want to change in our lives and we go to tell our family or our parents or our friends and they're like scared for us, right? Whereas a coach is going to say, great, like I'm your partner here. I'm holding your hand through this and you know, bringing you towards that goal. So there you have it. And if you need clarification on anything, feel free to pop it in the chat. And then it looks like Sharonda has a couple questions here, and I hope I'm saying your name properly, but I kind of want to, so it sounds like you have gone through a different ICF program, but she's asking, does it make sense for people who go through different ICF courses? Jamie, I want to maybe introduce you here and have you answer that as she is the director of our graduate training program, which is called Leaders Rising.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to answer this question. So yeah, Sharonda, it's not super clear if you've gone through a program or if you're asking like if it's multiple, like if you should go through multiple programs like kind of at the same time or as part of your journey. And one of the great things about the way that we teach here at IGC is that we actually like teach you based on what you already know. So if you have gone through a previous program before, and you are like, you already have kind of the basics down, you have this stuff figured out. We actually have some options for you to join right into our graduate level program, which is really like a high, it's really the next level. We in coach training, we teach you everything you need to know to be an awesome coach. And in our Leaders Rising program, we just help you take it to the next level, really like up those skills even further, grow your business even more and bring it all together. So whether you're, you know, you've dabbled somewhere else and you're looking for something like a little more like holistic to get everything together, you can do that here. Or if you're ready to jump into the next level, we can help you with that too.
Awesome. I hope that answers your question, Sharonda. And also the Women's Circle can be taken separately. It is only a digital course, but it is something that you can find in our on our website. And I'm happy to have that link sent over to you as well to take a look. And I see, I'm just going to go through all of your questions while I have you here, but how is the mentor coach assigned or are they selected? Anyone want to answer that or should I can handle that. So once you, if you do choose the ICF credential path, you do have the option to choose your mentor coach inside of IGC. So we have a few ICF PCC, that second level credential in the ICF, which is the requirement of ICF mentor coaching hours. And once you enroll, you will be introduced to the mentor coaches. They'll actually be on the first week of training. So many of our students choose to say like, I really, you know, connected with this mentor coach. I'd like this one to work with me. And then some students say like, I'm not sure, but you know, who do you recommend? And so it could go either way. And after the first week of class, you'll be emailed by our mentor coaching team or Charisma as the director of it and be able to get your mentor coach chosen and, you know, get your sessions underway.
Yeah, and you can also split them like half and half if you want.
Oh yeah, that's right. Mary did five with one, five with another. So, you know, our goal as, you know, your trainers and your community is to set you up for success, right? And so if that means getting a little creative, like Katie mentioned with payment plans or like Mary mentioned with who your coach is and how you work with them, you know, our community is robust yet small enough to give you that one-on-one support and make sure that you have everything you need. Katie, I know you had rose your hand a few minutes ago too. Did you want to add something?
Oh, I just wanted to say like, so when it comes to going through different ICF accredited courses, you might want to, if you want a different level of accreditation. So there's ACC, I don't want to like go through all this and confuse people, but there's ACC, PCC, and MCC. And if you want to go to another level, that's where maybe you would go through our Leaders Rising program, which Jamie spoke about. what I wanted to also add was, like, you shouldn't have to go through multiple ICF accredited courses, but sometimes people do come to ours as a second course, not to get to another level, like I was just talking about, but because they didn't get enough training in their first course, even though it was ICF accredited. A lot of times people come to us because they didn't get business support. And so the ICF, although they're like extremely thorough and like very rules oriented, and they check all the boxes around coaching technique and coaching ethics and how to be a coach and what to say and what not to say, like, you will learn how to be a good coach. What you typically will not learn from most programs, even if they're ICF accredited, is the business of coaching. And so that's why a lot of people graduate from other ICF accredited programs and they have to hire a business coach, or they have to hire, you know, go through another class, or they come to us and they say, oh my God, I wish I had gone through your program as my first program, but, you know, can I do that? So, you know, we do see that with people, and you won't have to go through another ICF accredited level one ACC program after us. I can promise you that.
Awesome. Thank you for adding that great summary. So, okay, here's a great question. How do you decipher between positioning yourself as a coach or consultant? And we get this often. Kalia, would you want to answer that?
Sure. I'll give my take on it. So the difference between coaching is in consulting is, if you're consulting, you're actually offering a solution. You're telling somebody that you have the solution to their problem. You're going to come in there and you're going to fix whatever is going on in their business or in their life. You are the answer to that solution. Whereas coaching, we don't necessarily claim to have all the answers. We believe that our clients are the expert of their own life. And so we're just there to pull out what's already in them, you know, and they are the answer to their own problems. But I will say that I am someone who offers coaching services and consulting services. So I do switch between both hats, and you have the flexibility in doing that depending on what your gifts, skills, assets, and what you plan on bringing to your own coaching practice.
Awesome. Thank you. I think you did a great job. All right, what else can I get to? Okay, here's another one. How often do our classes start? How often do we have new classes? Kendall, go ahead.
We usually run our program twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. They're a 24-week program, 6 months, 12 weeks each, two semesters with a two-week break. So if you're really interested and you don't want to wait anymore, and even if you are fearful, jump in. Some of your biggest fears will be conquered in this program. And I'm getting emotional because I've watched so many people grow in the last 6 months. And don't watch your life pass you by. Get in the ring, have some fun. We'll help you conquer your fears. We'll help you step into, even if it's the tiniest steps. I started doing that when I joined this community, and I am not the same person I was 6 months ago. I am not the same person I was 3 years ago. Every time I came to something, I just had this conversation. Every time I came to something in this community, I left with a little spring in my step. I walked a little taller, and I couldn't wait to come back for more.
So good. Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so you can't, spring and fall, but the way I look at it now is, like, you could be certified before the end of 2022 or not till 2023, but no pressure, of course. And then just following up on that, Yes, we will have, we have a scholarship program. They're technically closed right now, but if you do want to speak about scholarships or creative financing, as I like to call it, which is like custom payment plans, all you need to do is book a call with our admissions team. It's innerglowcircle.com/book call. And I know many of our advisors are here today. I've created multiple custom payment plans this week for our new students. So we are totally game. And you can also have that conversation about, you know, any scholarship funding that's left for this round, as well as coming up in the fall. Fall usually begins last week of September, first week of October. We don't have the class times or dates available just yet. Those usually come out in July. And am I missing any questions? I think we've got them all. Anything else come in that I missed, ladies? All right. Well, we've gone a little bit.
Did we answer the third question about how long after training and classes? I think it's asking how long you can get potential clients after starting class, which is really right away. Some people get hired before class even starts.
Yeah.
Because we give you so many prep materials and your bonus materials. So we have students who sign up for early enrollment, which is, you know, part of what we're doing here, but we have students who sign up in early enrollment and end up getting hired before class even starts. And they're like shocked because it was not what they planned, but they just started going through the materials and they're active materials, right? So we're saying, can you take, you know, to take action on this thing. And sometimes when you start taking action, things start happening.
Lining up. Yeah. So also Ashley, the first week of classes for the spring semester are, they begin Wednesday, March 30th. So class, the Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern class. Thank you for adding that in the chat, Kendall, is March 30th, the 31st, or Saturday, the 2nd.
We did have two more questions come in too, just now.
Oh, okay.
How long are classes? They're an hour and 45 minutes. Did we answer the question about choosing the ICF path?
Yes. No.
I don't think we did, but it's a short one. So when you get credentialed by the ICF, it's what, when you finish your IGC training, you go to the ICF and it's really just a test. It's, you know, you have to submit some items and a call and then take a quick test. I'm like, the test is so easy. I'm really overselling this test. but, you know, we help you prepare for that. So you won't be credentialed right at the end because there's some actions you have to take, but you'll have everything you need to start that process.
Yeah. So you'll submit all of your materials and your mentor coach, like if you choose the ICF path, they will be there guiding you the entire way. So they'll say like, these are the calls you will submit. Here's your call log. They'll walk you through everything. So you can have that one-on-one person to get you to the finish line. They won't be able to take the test for you, but you will be prepared to take the test because we cover everything that's on it in class. And thank you for drawing my attention to that too, Katie.
And then Patricia.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've sat with the bonus materials in your portal, but that walks you through like sort of Mad Libby scripts and, you know, emails to send, things to post on social media and different ways to start getting the word out.
Yeah, okay, cool. If you take a look at the Get Hired Now one, I think that's like a really helpful
Yes.
one.
Okay, so shortcut to your success is the Get Hired Now guide.
Love that one. Oh, I got to do another Get Hired Now challenge too. A lot of people got hired in that challenge. So we'll kick one of those off when training starts. But before we wrap up, we're going to do a quick rapid fire. I want to know one thing that everyone walked away from coach training with. It can be one word, one quick sentence, rapid fire. What is one thing that you have gotten out of, you know, coaching or training or starting a business? And we'll close it with that. So Charisma, I'm just going to go around, put you on the spot first.
Oh, well, I would say I walked away with myself. I feel like I really became more of who I really am.
Beautiful. Kendall?
Confidence for sure.
Love it. Thank you. Denise?
I was going to say the same thing, confidence, yeah, but also support.
Love it. Mary Addison?
I can finally stop searching for my purpose.
So you literally found it. Awesome. How about you, Jamie?
Well, they all took all of mine. So mine would have to, my one down the list is freedom, like being able to not have a corporate job and do my own thing.
Awesome. Freedom. And Kalia?
I think embodiment is coming for me. Just full embodiment now.
Beautiful.
I know I didn't like go through IGC.
To Katie.
But my biggest gift from my coach training was Liv, because Liv was introduced to me. No, this is an important story for everyone. Liv was introduced to me by one of the other students in my program. She connected us and said, Liv, you've got issues. You need a life coach. And Katie, you would be a great fit.
Yeah.
This is a real story.
That's a great summary. You can learn more about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we have a whole, our very first podcast, we go into this.
But also that's fundamental to like what we teach our students. So it's a great.
But seriously, I've had I have a lifelong partner and a business partner that has grown out of me just making the decision to say yes to coach training, which like someone had to kind of push me over the edge. I was really, really scared. And I feel like that has to sound crazy if you're watching this, but it's just the truth. Like I was terrified. And so, you know, I got so much out of it, but we see people collaborate. We see people do workshops and start businesses together. And, you know, if that's something that you want, you might find it. Like you might find a partner, you know, a lifelong partner, or you're definitely going to find friends. Like that's a huge part of this community. Everybody gets very close, but that was my biggest thing.
I love it. I guess mine would also be like all of the women here. Like, I think that joy and connection is something that I always craved, you know, and being able to find that at work every day was not something I ever thought was possible. And so at the end of the day, you know, if you're on our team, you always get my text or my champagne toast in the weekends, but it's really the joy and connection that I get from, you know, being able to do what I love every day. And of course with you, Katie, wouldn't be here without you, literally. So that's all. If we missed anything this evening, you know, feel free to, I'm going to send out an email with our prize winners tomorrow morning. We're all free to get on calls within the next few days. You know, you have until Friday to access the bonuses. And we just thank you all for being here. And thank you so much to our team and students and graduates as well. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
First virtual open house done. Woo! Bye.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.